calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. The station is CITR 101.9 FM and it is physically located at the University of British Columbia here on the west coast of the Pacific Northwest. And every time this week I broadcast sounds from my country of origin, Australia, and also local music. And I'll get to plenty of good local music at the end of the show because there is the Music Waste Festival that's happening right now. And lots of fantastic local music in all sorts of venues, both pubs, clubs, and house shows as well. So I always start out with some older music, though. You're hearing the Saints there in the background, that great band from Brisbane. And there's actually another good band from Brisbane right now currently in operation. They're called the DZ Death Rays, or DZ Death Rays, depending on what you use. And I interviewed a member from that band, Shane, today, and I'll broadcast that interview for you this afternoon. And he talks about Brisbane and the music scene in Brisbane, which is really interesting, and probably lots of fresh sounds for some listeners here in Vancouver. So we'll get to that. The band is DZ Death Rays. But sadly, this week, we're paying homage to somebody who just passed away, Doc Neeson, from a band called The Angels, who formed in Adelaide, South Australia, in 1974, and they went on to become a huge, huge band in the Australian pub scene. And he just passed away due to brain cancer at the age of 67. So there's been a lot of tributes online and a lot of people looking back and going, wow, this was a pretty amazing band. Thanks a lot to the sheer incredible stage presence of this man, Doc Neeson. And there's plenty of evidence online if you have a look at their film clips. Definitely. He was a tall, imposing figure and just had that real presence and intensity to him that is, you know, not that common, really. There's not a lot of frontmen who really embody everything about what rock and roll is, and I think he was one of them. And he was spoken highly of by a lot of people around the world, including members of Pearl Jam and Nirvana, took this band as an influence. So what better time than to revisit some of their songs? Let's go right back to the song. One of the songs they're most well known for was their very first single called Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again? And there were a few different versions of this recorded, and I found one here online from 1979. And it was recorded at Albert Studios in Sydney, where the early AC/DC records were filmed. In fact, the Angels got a record deal from the recommendation of the guys in AC/DC. The Angels supported AC/DC early on in their career. And yeah, great stuff here. This is the 1979 version of The Angels, Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again? And apparently their records were released in Canada and the United States under the name Angel City for some weird legal reason, but they were known as The Angels in Australia. So here we go. Here's the classic, Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again?
Yeah. Can't stop the memory. them, CITR, Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us online, ozstrandedradio.com. Okay, so you just heard there two in a row from the legendary band The Angels. They formed in Adelaide, South Australia in 1974 and went on to become a really big name in the Australian pub rock scene alongside Rose Tattoo, those kind of bands, and became a big influence on bands in this part of the world like Guns N' Roses, Pearl Jam and Nirvana all cited The Angels as a huge influence. And in fact, I just saw online last night that Guns N' Roses are playing a big residency in Las Vegas, and Axel, they got up last night and played a whole version of one of the songs I'm just about to play you as a tribute to Doc Neeson. Interestingly, actually, even here in the Vancouver Sun, there's actually a short little article talking about the death of Doc Neeson, because he did pass away a couple of days ago. So let's see what the Vancouver Sun says. So he died in his sleep a couple of nights ago. He battled brain tumor for the last 17 months. And he was born into a Roman Catholic family in Belfast, Northern Ireland, in 1947. Migrated to Adelaide with his family at age 13. Was studying to become a teacher, but when he was drafted into the army in the late 60s, he avoided the Vietnam War because of his education training. And he ended up meeting some musicians in Adelaide and formed the Moonshine Jug and String Band, which morphed into the Keystone Angels and then the Angels after they were discovered by the guys in AC/DC and given a chance to record. So I just played for you two songs there from 1979. First up was their first single, which is the classic, Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again? And then next up was Shadow Boxer, which was under an EP called Out of the Blue, 1979. So we're talking about the Angels. Doc Neeson, who was really quite an incredible frontman, and I definitely recommend hopping on YouTube and seeing some of their live footage there, because he had that rare gift of being completely, fully present and possessed by the music, and had a fantastic band behind him. So let's get into a couple more tracks from the Angels. This is another real classic single. It's called Take a Long Line from the Face to Face record. Here we go. Here's the Angels featuring the late Doc Neeson. We'll be right back.
The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, early bird ticket deadline is June 14th. For more information, go to thefestival.bc.ca.
Okay, welcome back to CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Two more hard-hitting tracks there from the Angels, going right back to the late 70s. They're from Australia, formed in Adelaide in the late 70s and featuring the late Doc Neeson, one hell of a frontman there on vocals. And he just passed away a couple of nights ago after a difficult battle with brain cancer. And there's been a lot of heartfelt tributes online, including that last song there, Marseille, that was from the Face to Face record. Guns N' Roses just did a cover of that live in their concert in Las Vegas last night or the night before. I just watched that on YouTube, and so there you go. Definitely a example of how in such high esteem that band is held in around the world. Kurt Cobain was a big fan too, apparently, according to Wikipedia here. So that was it. That was the Angels. That's four tracks for you just to get a sense of what they were like. And they came from a really different time in music, at least in Australia, where it was just, there were so many thriving venues everywhere, pubs that all these amazing bands would play, and they were at the right place at the right time to garner a huge following in the working class in Australia, and they just became heroes ever since, until the day that he died. Doc Neeson just a couple of days ago. So let's go from late 70s pub rock to something completely different. And this, I'm surprised it took me this long to find it. The Bondi Hipsters. This is absolutely brilliant. I'm going to play for you this song that's been created by a couple of guys called the Van Vuren Brothers. So they've basically got together, these two guys. They have backgrounds in marketing in Australia, and they've done a whole satirical online series based on their two characters of being quintessential hipsters from the suburb of Bondi Beach in Australia, which is a very hip place where a lot of people live and live the... Well, as the song goes, the life organic. And someone did an accurate summary here in the YouTube comments. This hysterical video brilliantly sums up the irony of youth and young professionals of most major cities today. You know the type, the ones who eat gluten-free, all organic, all week, but then party for 3 days straight on a drug binge on the weekends. So these guys have done... it's just hilarious. If you have a listen to this track, and then check out all their videos online. They basically have come up with like these two characters who are Adrian and Dom, and they're fully decked out in hipster fashion, and they sit on the couch and they hang out on the beach and they hang out in clubs and they DJ and then take a lot of drugs, and they play up that lifestyle in a very satirical way. So anyway, this made me laugh a lot. Let's get into it. This is called The Life Organic by the Bondi Hipsters. Came out in 2012, so sorry for the delay in discovering this. Here we go.
We have a healthy lifestyle by the sea. We eat organic and gluten-free.
We do Bikram yoga and Pilates. We like soy lattes and goji berries.
Carbs fuck, fats fuck, calories. I snack on fucking celery.
And then on the weekend I just don't eat, cause I'll be smashing lines off the toilet seats. Don't you read my tweets? I'm off my head, my heartbeat stopped.
Fuck, you should be dead.
That was intense.
Do you wanna go to bed?
No bra, let's eat some caps instead.
You know what that sounds like to me?
No man,
it sounds like irony.
Hey man, if we just found irony,
do you know how ironic that would be?
touch of metro. The hips are.
I'm not one though.
No way. You don't know me, bro.
Shopping at garage sales is really cool. Hey man, look at that. It's Toad's old school.
Who are you kidding? Not a chance. I get all my cool shit from General Pants. Hey Adrian, bro, you got a smoke?
Stop scabbing, Dom. It's becoming
on,
a joke.
Come on, bro. I'm always broke, but I got $3.50 for a bag of coke.
You know what that sounds like to me?
No man.
It sounds like irony.
Hey man, if we just found irony, do you know how ironic that shit would be?
Can I get a 3-quarter double shot 50-50 decaf soy latte with 1 1/4 equals in a takeaway cup? Mega bonsoy.
We like to make up our own words that are loosely based on existing words.
Like Toad's Mate, Scorch Grill, Orcritic, Devo, Kaz Presh, Deep Sitch, Adi Vaj, Defo.
And sometimes we change the sound of words, A, like instead of rage, we say Rajay. And instead of Target, we say Tajay.
But I don't shop there, cause Target's gay.
We don't shower, cause it's a waste of water, and it makes you look cool, like you don't bother.
But it's hard to minimize your environmental footprint when you have to wear so much deodorant.
You know what that sounds like to me?
No man.
It sounds like irony.
Hey man, if we just found irony, do you know how ironic that would be?
Can I get a bacon and egg roll, please, with no aioli? And instead of aioli, just some oregano. And no bacon, can I get a field mushroom instead, please? And instead of egg, can I get avocado? And can I get no roll?
You know me, I'm on the 333, Bondi Beach to Circular Quay. I said, you know me, I'm on the 333, Circular Quay, then back to the sea. You know me, I'm on the 333, Bondi Beach to Circular Quay. I said, you know me, I'm on the 333, Circular Quay, then back to the sea. You know me, I'm on the 333, Bondi Beach to Circular Quay. I said, you know me, I'm on the 333, Circular Quay, then back to the sea. You know me, I'm on the 333, Bondi Beach to Circular Quay. I said, you know me, I'm on the 333, Circular Quay, then back to the sea.
If they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, we're back here on Stranded, and wasn't that awesome? The Bondi Hipsters with The Life Organic. That was created by a couple of guys called the Van Vuren Brothers, and featuring the two characters of Dom and Alex, who are these hapless hipsters who live in Bondi Beach and live up the lifestyle. And it's they have a whole bunch of videos on YouTube, and they did it all themselves. They uploaded like dozens and dozens of these like clips, like, you know, of them like hanging around and talking and picking up chicks and going vintage fashion shopping, and it's just brilliant. I recommend checking it out. Bondi Hipsters, go to YouTube and there's heaps there. And I don't know, this passed me by. That this was a couple of years ago, and I only just found out about it, I don't know how, just randomly online. But I had a good few belly laughs. I think Australia's changed since I've left. Anyway, let's get into some music now. We have an interview with DZ Death Rays coming up very soon after these next couple of tracks. But we have, first up, there's a band, a couple of musicians who are actually playing tonight. They're from Australia and they've come all this way, and they're called Beautifully Mad, a two-piece. And they're playing tonight. If you're interested in what you hear right now, they're at Trees Organic Cafe, which is downtown. So Tony King for the band emailed me and let me know. And so I've got a track of theirs to play right now. And then I'll play one more new release from someone else who's emailed me from Australia. And then we're going to get into some DZ Death Rays. So here's a track called Billy's Dream from a two-piece called Beautifully Mad. from Australia, performing tonight in Vancouver at Trees Organic Cafe.
The war was a movie played backwards. At least it was in Billy's dream. Bombs were sucked up from their holes in the ground to the plains where they had once been. Craters were once again schools. Bullets sped back to their guns. Bleeding wounds healed themselves over, and smoke cleared away from the sun. And the bombs were sent back to their factories, dismantled with all of the planes. And the Auschwitz carriages came back full, and they kissed as they stepped off the trains. And the soldiers turned back into children, to innocence again, to innocence again. And the soldiers turned back into children, to innocence again, to innocence again. Trenches turned back into fields, from Vietnam to El Alamein. And the young men rose up clean from the mud to the lovers' arms again. And the rubble turned back into churches, where they sang the hymns back from my men. And the medals were melted back into one piece, and Enola was gay once again. And the soldiers turned back into children, to innocence again, to innocence again. And the soldiers turned back into children, to innocence again, to innocence again. And love was returned to the people, free will taken back from the man. And the apple was put tree, and the garden was eaten again. Again, to innocence again. And the soldiers turn back into children, to innocence again, to innocence again. And the soldiers turn back into children, to innocence again, to innocence again. And the soldiers turn back into children, to innocence again, to innocence again.
My gut, the way you two would be. But I guess I have no input in who you should be seeing. It just bums me out to know I won't see.
Vancouver's annual volunteer-driven festival of local music, art, and comedy is celebrating its 20th year of existence.
Hey, bud! Let's party!
The festival is taking place June 5th through 8th in various venues across East Vancouver. Passes are available now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, and Audio Pile. Music Waste is also looking for individuals interested in volunteering. For more updates, the 2014 Music Waste schedule, or to sign up to volunteer, visit www.musicwaste.ca.
Okay, we're back here on a show called Stranded at the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And a couple of lovely folk songs there. First up was a track called Billy's Dream, and that is from a band that's actually playing tonight at Trees Organic Cafe in Vancouver, and they're all the way from Australia. They're called Beautifully Mad, and the song is called Billy's Dream. So you still have time to get down there. Trees Organic Cafe, if you liked what you heard, that was the first song. And the second song was from a gentleman named The New Marmalade. It's his debut single called This Chest of Drawers. And there's very little information about him online other than he is from Melbourne. And it looks like here he is debuting this track in full band mode on the 2nd of July at the Evelyn Hotel in Melbourne, if you happen to be listening from there right now on CITR.ca. And it's time now for this week's special interview. Shane from DZ Death Rays. They're a great two-piece from Brisbane, Australia. Brisbane, the capital of Queensland. Let's get into their latest single, Northern Lights, from their record that's just been released, called Black Rat. So here we go. This is Northern Lights, and we'll be back after this with the recording of my chat with Shane, our frontman of this two-piece band.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
All right, the latest single there from Brisbane's DZ Death Rays. They're a two-piece and wonderful. That track's more sort of atmospheric than some of their more hard-edge stuff, and we'll be playing a couple more singles from their latest release very soon. But let's get into part one of the interview. I recorded with Shane, who plays guitars and sings in this band, DZ Death Rays. He's one half of the band. And I asked him straight up if he has any memories of Canada, because I have been here before. And he has one very specific fond memory of this city, actually. So here we go. Here's Shane talking down the line. He's from Brisbane band DZ Death Rays.
Yeah, we have. We've been there a couple of times. We've been there for, like, Canadian Music Week. And we've also done shows when we're on tour with Bass Drum of Death. And then also when we're on tour with Blood Red Shoes. So, yeah, we've been there a few times now.
Okay, and do you have any fond memories, anything that stands out in particular about Canadian crowds or any of the bands you played with or anything like that?
Well, you're from Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
So we're in Vancouver. Vancouver, there was a... that's where we found out about a drink called the Rocky Mountain Bearfucker, which is... which is some disgusting shot, which is just pretty much the most potent alcohol behind the bar put into a shot glass. I do remember that vaguely, and yeah, that was a great thing to take away from when we were in Vancouver. But yeah, we've been to Toronto a few times now, and Montreal as well, and both these and Vancouver, we've been there once. But yeah, all the cities are just like, they're great, really friendly, and I think like all the shows we've ever sort of done in Canada have been really, really good, like had really good crowds and stuff. Kind of, you know, when you go to a new country that you haven't been to before, it's a nice surprise when there's like a full room ready to see you and check you out. So, yeah, it's cool.
Oh, that's really great to hear. And I know you're on a big, you've got a lot of touring ahead of you, I guess the UK and also Australia, but are there any plans to come back here again to Canada?
Yeah, there are plans. We're just sort of like, there's some time in September that we've allocated to try and get to, try and get over to Canada. So, you know, because the record's out there, so we need to get over there and do some shows. And I know that... you know, people hit us up online and stuff and emails about coming over there. So, yeah, we just got to try and work it all out. Hopefully we'll be there around that time this year, which I think will be a really, really nice time to be over there.
Yeah, just before it gets too cold.
it won't be too cold. And, but I mean, it's kind of tough at the moment because we're just between Australia and Europe, we're getting, like, slammed with shows and... you know, like we leave in beginning of July, and we're going touring through like Europe, and we kind of just come home just to do a show, and then we go back there, and then we come back to do a tour in Australia. So it's almost like we're relocating over there, but we're not like getting a house or anything. We're just going to be in a van the whole time. So just trying to make it all work, but fingers crossed that we're going to be there around that time.
You'll be hot on the heels of Courtney Barnett. She'll be passing through town here. And both her and I'd say Kim Churchill are two Aussies who've made a splash over here, or at least making a name for themselves. And I'm curious about other bands from your neck of the woods where you first formed in central Queensland. Bundaberg, is that where the origin of the band was?
Not really the origin of the band. It's more like that's where Simon and I both grew up. So we grew up, together in Bundy, and then we both moved to Brisbane, and that's kind of where the band started when we were in, like studying at uni and stuff. But yeah, in terms of bands from up there, I honestly don't know, know too many. Most people leave coastal towns and stuff and move down to Brisbane Yeah, I mean, I've had a few friends. I don't know if there was a band that was kind of a few years ago was doing quite well, who were called I Heart Hiroshima, and they were from, like, I was in a band with Matt from that band, they were doing some really cool stuff for a while there, and, you know, bands sort of come and go, and people move into different areas of music, and, yeah, I don't know, it's weird, because we've been doing this one for, like, sort of 5 and a bit years, and before that we were in another band together, and so you kind of see bands come and go even over 5 years. It's yeah, it's really interesting.
Well, I'll ask one more question then about that part of the world, because I'm from Gladstone. I grew up in Gladstone, and
okay, cool.
But a long time ago, and I have no reference point for music at all from that city. Has there ever been any notable bands that have come from Gladstone, or any ones that you know of?
I don't think so, man. Not that I know of. I know there's like these guys called Busby Maru, who are from Rocky.
Oh yeah,
yeah, those guys are great. The Medics as well, who've been doing some stuff, and I think they're over. Last I heard that they were over touring in Brazil at the moment, and I think they're from, I want to say Cairns, but like I think it's Cairns or Townsville, but they moved down to Brisbane, and they were like, you know, that same sort of thing, like relocated to Brisbane. Yeah. Queensland's huge, you know. It's like if you want to sort of like do anything, you kind of got to be closer to Brisbane area, and then you can kind of get to Sydney and Melbourne and that a lot easier.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, can you repeat the names of those two bands again?
Oh yeah, the first one was Busby Maru. I think it. Yeah. Second one was the Medics.
Okay, cool. Great. Yeah, yeah, I've always been curious because that's where I grew up. Yeah, never knew about music there. We didn't have Triple J even until after I left. So
there was like a really, really great band who were destined to be so big, called the Middle East. Yeah, they were from up like Central Coast area, I think. Yeah, I'm not sure which part, but I mean they were an amazing band, and but you know, that's like what I was saying before, like bands sort of, they come and go, and then people move on into other areas and do different things. And
okay, so that's part one of our interview today with Shane, who is one part of the band DZ Death Rays. They're from Brisbane, Queensland. And there I was just curious about other music that's come out of the region that he's from, and I'm from as well, from central Queensland. I grew up close to Bundaberg, where both of the guys from DZ Death Rays grew up. And he mentioned this band, The Medics. I'm going to play for you a track from them, and they're actually from much further north to Cairns on the eastern seaboard, way, way up towards the top of northern Queensland. And the band's called The Medics. Let's play a track called Griffin, and it's from 2012. And I just saw here actually in the comments on YouTube that they won the National Indigenous Music Awards in 2011 in Darwin. So that's great. They took the New Talent of the Year and Album of the Year for their debut Foundation. So here's a great Indigenous band from Australia, from the town of Cairns in far north Queensland, an absolutely beautiful place. Here we go. Here's The Medics, as recommended by Shane from DZ Death Rays. And we'll get back into part two of that interview and some more music from DZ Death Rays too, from the latest record. But first up, here's The Medics.
Wasting time, life we were too hard, waiting for your answers, laughing at the lion, hoping that he won't tear you to shreds again. And the demons that hold your eyes, ears and mouth closed, your eyes, ears and mouth closed. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Rodney Graham, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, a little show about Australian and Canadian music. And there we had a band recommended by a special guest today, Shane, from DZ Death Rays, called Down the Line. And that's one band from Queensland, from far north Queensland, Cairns. They're called The Medics, and that is a track from their debut record. It's called Griffin. It came out a few years ago. That band was formed in Cairns in 2007, and they relocated to Brisbane in 2010, and I guess would have played in the same scene as the DZ Death Rays. And they're actually an Indigenous band, and they picked up some awards at the National Indigenous Music Awards in 2011. So I'd be interested to see what happens next for The Medics, and great to hear they're from Cairns. That's where my family is actually from as well, up in that area. So that's great. Thanks so much, Shane. We had a great chat this afternoon. Shane from DZ Death Rays, they're a Brisbane two-piece and have done a lot of touring around the world, including Canada, and they'll be back eventually. Let's get back into the second part of my interview right now. This is Shane from DZ Death Rays. For newer listeners here on the show, you know, in Canada, who don't know much about Brisbane, would you be able to tell them a little bit about the Brisbane musical history? Like, do you see yourself as part of a lineage of bands stretching back to the Saints and you know, Regurgitator and all these wonderful bands in that city?
Yeah, I don't know if I would class myself in that sort of thing, but I think Brisbane's one of those cities that has really it's really changed with music. And, you know, with the Saints and stuff, like, that was coming out of a really conservative Brisbane. And you know, when I moved to Brisbane, I didn't really know too much about it. I didn't know too much about the sort of, like, the musical history behind it. But when we were doing our first record, you know, like, the guy who recorded us, he was in bands in the 80s and 70s and 80s in Brisbane, and he would tell us stories about, you know, what used to be. You know, there was a place called Cloudland, which had a spring floorboard sort of dance floor. That was it was a venue, and Sir Joe, like, you know, when he was premier, overnight knocked that down. And, like, this was like a, you know, this place was like a seminal sort of like music venue, and just knocked it down, got rid of it, and a lot of this sort of stuff happened. And, you know, out of that came some sort of really interesting bands. And I think another band that was it Razor, who was like a really amazing band out of Brisbane, who sort of came out of that sort of conservative thing that was going on in Brisbane. So yeah, I mean, Brisbane's had a really interesting scene, and I think now it's funny because when I first started touring and being from Brisbane, I'd go down to Melbourne and people are like, "Oh, where are you from?" Like, "Oh, from Brisbane." I'm like, "Oh yeah," today. Sort of like, yeah, Brisbane, you know, just like a bunch of sort of hillbillies up there or whatever, you know, bogans. But when now, like with bands like Violent Soho coming from there, and they're doing things that rock bands haven't done in years and years and years. Like they're selling out, you know, 3 or 4 shows at like a 1,000-cap venue on a tour, and they're doing that just off the back of like they're on their third record, they're in their 10th year. No one's sort of like taken notice of them, and then now they're sort of really just taking Australia by storm. And I think people are looking at Brisbane a lot differently now, and more often you hear people say, "Oh, so much good music comes out of Brisbane," and you know it's a smaller town, like smaller city, but I think there's always been that music there. It's just like people are starting to take notice a lot more of what people are doing, and it's great because it's not just one sound from there. Like everybody, you know, there's a lot of different stuff. There's a lot of indie pop stuff that comes out of there. There's a lot of really garagey sort of stuff, and like, you know, like stuff that's like a lot noisier. And even some really, really like up-and-coming electronic stars are coming out of there. I mean, Sydney sort of had the electronic scene in its hand for the last few years, but there's some guys coming out of Brisbane who are doing some interesting stuff too. So it's really starting to become one of those cities that people are looking at to, you know, as a credible place where, you know, great bands can come from, not just Sydney and Melbourne now, which is awesome.
Well, that's great. Thanks so much, because now we've got at least a whole show here we can now devote to Brisbane music for the listeners in Vancouver. So
yeah, awesome.
Thank you. And speaking of the multitude of sounds, I actually read a quote on an article about you guys online. That's you said that your latest record you thought was sort of constructed like a dance record, a bit more than a rock record. Is it possible to put that to words a little bit more about what you were saying there?
Yeah, it's more about the way that we put it together. Not essentially like making it dancey. It was more like the way that we put everything, sort of the drums, you know, all the drums were tuned to the key of the song, and then the cymbals were done after the tom, like the toms and the snare and the kick and everything like that. And, you know, we would double up drums and we'd add sort of maybe even a sample on some drums and blend that with the, you know, the live sound as well. And then we, with the guitars, you know, with a riff, there's high notes, there's low notes, so we'd split sort of the riff down the middle and play all the low notes and then play the high notes. And so you kind of have to relearn all the riffs and sort of place it together, kind of like, you know, a little bit like a jigsaw, putting all the pieces together. And so by doing that, you know, that meant that, like, the low notes can be a different tone to the high notes, and the cymbals can be, you can move, you know, the cymbals don't have to be the same level the whole time. They can come in and out in terms of, like volume or where they sit in the mix. And by doing that, the idea is just to, you know, a two-piece can be start to sound like a really, really, like all the songs can start to sound the same quite easily, and what it does is I think it just tires your ears out, you know. So what we wanted to do is like to sort of eliminate that idea of like you're getting tired by hearing just a guitar and drums, same vocal, you know. So yeah, it's just, you know, by sort of those little things, you won't notice it when you hear the song, but if you were to actually listen to, you know, each part separately, you'd start to hear that there's like different tones all through it. And it comes constantly sort of like alternating between each one.
Well, thanks. You really did put that to words very well. Thanks, Shane. And
she doesn't love the attention. Gina was a hoss, but she doesn't. Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Okay, we're back here. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com and also on Twitter at ozstranded. So another great track there, a single from the latest record from DZ Death Rays. That are a two-piece from Brisbane. That's a track called Gina Works at Hearts. And let's get into part three, the final part of my interview with Shane. We spoke on the phone today. He called all the way through from Brisbane, Australia. And I asked him a little bit more about the technical aspects of what he does right now. He's the guitarist and vocalist from the band. Here we go. This is Shane from DZ Death Rays on Stranded. And actually, I was curious too. I mean, a bit more of the secret behind your monster riffs. Are there some favorite pedals that you like to use?
To be honest, I kind of change my pedals up a fair bit, like from record to record. And then I have a bunch that I use live, which just can kind of double up as a lot of the stuff that I use. So yeah, I mean, I've been using like a pedal that for it's a cheap, really cheap pedal. It's a Digitech, it's a bass synth wah pedal, so it's like an automatic wah pedal, and I use that I've used that a lot over the years, and it's kind of really crunchy and gnarly sounding. But more recently I've kind of gone away from using the wacky effects all the time and just using them sparingly and actually trying to incorporate a lot more just melody in the song itself. And I guess the number one thing that I use a lot on this record is the Electro-Harmonix POG, which is like the like a polyoctave generator thing, which is, you know, kind of, you can do an octave up and an octave down and you get this nice sort of glisteny organ sound out of it if you want. And yeah, that's really all over the record. And it's such a popular pedal as well, so it's really recognizable. But, you know, I think you can use that to get a lot of different sounds. And I mean, on the record, I actually used a lot of Burke Reed's pedals. He has like a bunch of pedals that he bought because he's like, oh, I'm going to start, you know, if I'm going to be doing production for bands, I need to have a couple of good pedals. So he went and bought a bunch of stuff. And so I used a lot of what he had, which I don't, you know, I don't have my pedal board to do live, but I can just kind of, you know, I can replicate it with what I've got pretty well. You know, it's not exactly the same as the record, but it's pretty close.
One other question then on that topic. Are there any like notable Australian companies that make pedals and stuff like that? Or do you, like, do most Aussie rock musicians use like the Boss and the things from overseas? Or are there some local well-known ones? Or?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of like smaller boutique pedal places coming up. But there's a guy in Brisbane who's been doing stuff for years, and he does a lot of stuff like Jay Mascus and stuff like that. And he's called like Tim Guitars, T-Y-M. He does like replicas of a lot of really awesome stuff. So there's like an old pedal called the Ram's Head, and he did a replica of that, tried to get, you know, similar sort of like components to make up this, if it is an amazing boost pedal. And so he's done a lot of that stuff, and you go to his website and look at all the stuff, and you know, he puts out 100 pedals that he would build and they sell within a day or two. And it's interesting because it's a real cultural sort of thing. Like, you know, people really want his stuff, especially lots of fuzz pedals and things like that. So yeah, he's like a pretty popular guy these days in Australia. And I think there's like a few others. There's like one called Last Gasp, who do some really interesting sort of weird pedals. I haven't like looked into them too much, but I think they're Sydney based. But yeah, I mean a lot of stuff is imported from the States and Europe and stuff, and there's a lot of like obviously so much choice in pedals, it can just be, it's just like overwhelming to even begin to start to talk about what's good and what's not.
Yeah.
It's the ever-ending debate.
Right, there's one last track there from the latest record from DZ Death Rays. They are from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. And you just heard the third part of my interview with Shane, who is one part of that two-piece band. So thanks, Shane, for calling through from Brisbane today. We're almost out of time before David Love Jones with African Rhythms. And I'm sorry we don't have a lot of time to get to Music Waste Band, so I'm going to pick one or two right now. So Music Waste is Vancouver's independent cultural festival that's operating this weekend, June 6th to June 9th. And there is tons and tons of great music everywhere. Let's get into one of the bands that is going to be playing this weekend. Let's see, I'll pick one right now. There's just so many great ones. And I struggle to work out which one to pick. Let's go with Skinny Kids right now. And hopefully we'll find time to get one more in as well. But this is Skinny Kids playing at Music Waste. It's a track called Small Room.
Tell another story.
All right, so in the background there is Jay Arna. He is playing at the Music Waste Festival this weekend, and we're sadly out of time. I'm going to play one more track before we exit and David Love Jones enters for African Rhythms, but I'll just read out some of the other bands playing, and you can find information on the schedule at musicwaste.ca. We have Tough Age, Cool, Sontag, Gun Control, The Beelines, War Baby, Defectors, Crystal Swells, Needs, Love Cuts, Fantasy Prom, Inherent Vices, Bad Channels, and many, many more. So that's Music Waste 2014 here in Vancouver. Heaps of great music all around various venues. Go to www.musicwaste.ca. So that's Jayana in the background. He's playing, and I'll leave you with one last band. This is Fake Tears with a track called Uncanny Valley. That's featuring Calarissa from Calarissa. Here we go. Here's Fake Tears at Music Waste. Thanks for listening. This has been Stranded. You can catch us online at ozstranded.com.
This is how to make a great sandwich. Step 1. Get the soft but sturdy bread.
Up in smoke, it's where my money goes.
Step number 2. Butter it with your favorite spread. Step 3. Put in the meats and veggies. Step 4. Shake it up. Pepper, salt, and all.
It's 11 p.m. Check out sneak out. Open fridge and I drink daddy big stouts. Multi refine girl, more can reach out. And I'm NTA, more can speak out.
Step 5. Find another piece of sturdy bread. And that, my friends, is how you make a great sandwich. For more, listen to Soul Sandwich every Monday from 5 to 6 on CITR 101.9.
gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all.
Sprouts, you've ate here before. Community Eats is back for the summer.
We are your local food co-op.
We are your volunteer opportunity.
We are your meeting place.
We are your nutritious Friday lunch.
We are sustainability.
We are community.
Eats every Friday.
Come by with a reusable container, donate, and tell us what community means to you. Friday, 11:30 to 3 p.m. Food, fun, friends.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources. ¶¶